Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, January 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. You may have heard about the recent controversy surrounding gas stoves and talk of the possibility of a federal ban. Well, that hasn't happened yet, but if you ask home buyers what they want in the kitchen, they say, turn up the gas.
Potential home buyers really want gas. If they have their druthers, they will go for gas. They say food cooked over flames heats more evenly, tastes better than when done on a traditional electric stove.
Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger has been talking to real estate professionals about the value of a gas stove in the kitchen and whether an electric stove could be a deal breaker for sellers. We'll talk to her about that after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Putting your home on the market might not be as red hot as it was a year ago, but a gas stove in your listing might invite a few extra knocks on the door from potential home buyers. But how much has the recent controversy surrounding gas stoves affected their popularity? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger looked into that, and she joins me with details. Veronica, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, JR.
So Veronica, catch us up for just a moment. What caused the recent controversy surrounding gas stoves?
This controversy ignited or reignited this month after federal regulators said that they were considering restrictions on gas ranges. So there was a quote from Richard Trumka Jr. He's a commissioner with the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. He told Bloomberg News on January 9th, he said, products that can't be made safe can be banned. And in that context, they took it as he was speaking about gas ovens. Now, fast forward a few days later, a White House spokesperson said President Biden did not support the ban on gas stoves. But this controversy is still going to be going on in the weeks and months ahead. There's still going to be some debate about this, we're seeing.
How has that changed the popularity of gas stoves among homebuyers?
Well, it hasn't. The needle really hasn't shifted at all. About 51% of home buyers prefer gas for cooking, and that's compared to about 39% of people who prefer electric, and that's according to a 2021 survey by the National Association of Home Builders. The rest of the folks said they had no preference or didn't know. So generally, home buyers, home owners prefer gas. The reality is most people have electric.
All right, so what are you hearing from real estate agents about the popularity of gas stoves among prospective homebuyers?
Potential homebuyers really want gas. If they have their druthers, they will go for gas. They say food cooked over flames heats more evenly, tastes better than when done on a traditional electric stove. The gas range may slightly boost a home's value as well, realtors tell me, especially if the stove's overhead exhaust vents out, which means that the fumes from the stove are vented outside automatically.
Okay, so that's what people prefer. What's the breakdown of what people have in their homes now?
So in reality, about 68% of the country has electric in their home. 38% have natural gas in their home. So majority have electric. The gas stoves tend to be more popular on the coasts. So places like New York and New Jersey and California tend to have the higher number of people who have gas stoves in their homes.
But is the type of stove a home has a make or break type of thing in terms of selling?
It's not. You know, there's so many bigger fish to fry right now for home buyers. As you know, there's bigger fish to fry for home buyers right now. Mortgage rates are higher than they've been in a while. Inventory is scarce. Home prices are still high in many areas of the country. So it's not going to be a make or break thing. If a home doesn't have a gas stove, a buyer's not going to walk away. But having a gas stove makes a home more appealing and could give a seller more pricing power when trying to offload their home. A buyer may be more willing to negotiate and do a deal that's more favorable to the seller because they've got this exciting feature.
By the way, what's the price difference between gas and electric stoves?
Broadly, you know, there's a slight difference. Up front, a gas stove may cost more than a traditional electric stove. In the long run, however, it may be cheaper to use a gas stove. So it's a bit of a trade-off in terms of what's available. You also need to think about things like if you don't already have a gas line or gas hookup and you want to install that, that's going to be additional costs along with a plumber, because a plumber is going to be the one to repair the gas line or install the gas line if you need it. So there's a lot of costs you need to think about in addition to what's even allowed in your building if you live in an apartment building or in your neighborhood in terms of what that neighborhood offers.
Now, we often hear about induction ovens. What are they and how do they fit into this equation?
Induction ovens are a type of electric oven. However, they tend to be more expensive than traditional electric ovens. They may average about $3,000 and up, and that's according to Angie, which is a home services company. Induction ovens use electromagnetic pulses that conduct heat through the special cookware that you use. And professional chefs will tell you the food comes out better than it even would with gas. They'll say it cooks faster, it cooks more precisely, it's easier to clean, it's not as dangerous because the hot surfaces heat and cool more quickly than they would with a traditional electric stove. So there's a lot of benefits people who are advocates of induction stoves are telling us. That said, very few people have induction stoves at this point. They're not nearly as popular as traditional electric stoves, and largely because they're a lot more expensive.
Now, earlier you mentioned the controversy over a possible federal ban of gas ovens. Are there any rules or potential regulations that people need to be aware of on the local level?
If you already have a gas stove and it's in your home already, no one's going to come and tell you you need to take it out. Where this really applies to is new construction in general. So if you are moving into a new apartment building in New York City, you're probably not going to be able to request a gas stove if your builder gives you a choice. Those builders right now are getting ahead of some regulation and they're saying, you know what, we're not going to even put in gas stoves. We're going to go ahead and put in electric stoves or induction electric stoves because we don't want to get regulated down the road. The governor of New York, for example, is proposing in certain small buildings, she wants gas to be not allowed to be used by 2025. And you're seeing this across the country. For example, cities like San Francisco and Seattle and Denver have either enacted or proposed measures to ban or discourage the use of fossil fuels in new homes and buildings. And they're trying to reduce carbon emissions. On the flip side, there's states like Texas and Ohio that have passed legislation to prevent cities from imposing bans on natural gas. So essentially, they're saying we're banning bans on natural gas. So much of it depends on where you live.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.